Al-Hadi. Thank you, Mrs. Samia Mishriki Williams, for being with us today. We are very happy to have you this morning. My name is Essam Al-Hadi. I am a lecturer here at the University of Florida's Arabic Language Program. The purpose of this interview is to have documentation for the Arabs who reside here in Florida. Today is Friday, November 11th, 2011, and it is now 10:45 a.m. Thank you one more time for being with us. I want to start by asking you to state some of your basic personal information, such as your place of birth and your early stages of education in Egypt. Samia Williams. I was born in Cairo in 1954. I had all my elementary, middle, and high school education in Cairo. I joined the College of Medicine at Ain Shams University. I feel that my years of study are tied to my later decision of coming to America. It wasn't common for that children there go to private schools. I had the opportunity to go to a private school for my elementary education. The school's name was the American College for Girls. It took this name because some of its founders were American teachers. My English language teacher in the elementary school was an American lady. I still remember her. This exposed me to the American accent since I was a young girl. After finishing my study, I worked in the medical profession for 5 years in Cairo. I then signed an employment contract to work in Saudi Arabia with an American company there. This has put me in touch with something American for the second time in my life. I went and worked there as a doctor. The entire administrative body was American, and many of the doctors who were working there were also American. This gave me the opportunity to become familiar with a lot of American traditions and also their celebrations. My first 2 months there coincided with the Thanksgiving holiday. They invited me and told me about the pecan pie. This was my first step in my life to know about the American living style and culture. Al-Hadi. When did you come to America? Samia Williams. In 1999. I have been here for about 12 years. Al-Hadi. Did you come to Florida directly? Samia Williams. Yes. The reason is that the man that I knew and who later became my husband is American, and he is from Florida. I came to know him when we were both working for the same company in Saudi Arabia. When we were getting to know each other, he told me that if we ended up married to each other, he will go back and settle in the area of Gainesville in Florida, where his family lives. I told him this will be a big step that I need to think about very thoroughly. We eventually came and settled here in Gainesville, Florida. Al-Hadi. We will come back to your experience and life in America, but I want to go back to your period in Cairo. When did you graduate from the College of Medicine at Ain Shams University? Samia Williams. In 1979. Al-Hadi. And you worked for 5 years in Cairo? Samia Williams. True. Al-Hadi. Would you please tell us about your work experience in Cairo and what hospital did you work for? Samia Williams. After I earned my master's in America in cardiology and blood vessels, I worked in two places. I worked for the government because at that time everyone who graduated had the opportunity to work for the government. I worked for a health insurance hospital. In Cairo, there are three types of hospitals that medical graduates had the opportunity to work for. One of these was the health insurance hospitals, which are ranked in the middle. Another one was the government hospitals, and these were ranked at a lower level. The top categories were the private hospitals. What made the difference between these three categories was the equipment, facilities, and financial provisions, such as salaries. My first job after I graduated was in a health insurance hospital. This is what the government wanted me to do. I had no say in this employment. It was a good job, but my desire was to find a place with better equipment so as to learn more and develop my skills. I searched for another place. I applied to a private hospital called Al-Salam Hospital in Cairo and a Cairo suburb called Al-Muhandisin. They gave me a job. I used to work the morning shift in the government hospital and the afternoon and night shifts at my other workplace. The private hospital that I was working for was very well equipped. The doctors who worked there were all professors at the University of Cairo Hospital of Al-Qasr Al-Aini. This was a great opportunity for me, and I learned a great deal. It helped me in my professional life to come. Al-Hadi. You mentioned earlier that you got a master's degree from America, Samia Williams. I meant to say from Ain Shams University in Cairo. I graduated in 1979. worked for 2 years, and then joined the master program. It took me a little bit above 2 years to finish it. Al Hadi. This was your professional experience in Egypt. Would you please tell us about your professional experience in Saudi Arabia? Samia Williams. In Saudi Arabia, I worked in the outpatient clinic. They were looking for a general practitioner to cover all fields of medicine. I did internal medicine, pediatrics, obstetrics, and gynecology and others. This is what general medicine is about. I worked in the outpatient clinic for 1 year and a half. Then they transferred me to the emergency medicine department. This came after four doctors who used to work for the emergency department had left. I worked in the emergency medicine department for 6 years and then went back to the outpatient clinic for another 5 years. My total period there was 11 years. Al Hadi. Excellent. This is an excellent experience in Saudi Arabia and another earlier one in Cairo. After coming to America, did you start working for Santa Fe College right away? Samia Williams. No. My intention after coming here was to continue in my same profession. Medical practice was not just a profession for me. It was my true first love. Being a doctor was a very important endeavor in my life. I loved it so much. To continue working in the same profession after my coming here, I was required to take three examinations to prove that my knowledge in the field is equivalent to what graduates of American medical schools would have. I passed the test, and after that I was required to apply to do a residency. This residency application is usually done at a nationwide level. Many American and non-American doctors apply. I had no luck in getting any position in my first year. I didn't like the idea of staying at home, and I was so anxious to find work. I applied for the second time, but at the same time I decided to start looking for something else to study. I searched and found that Santa Fe Community College here in Gainesville had a 2-year certificate program. I found that their program of cardiovascular technology matched my professional background. I thought of making use of my professional background, and studying this program was certainly better than sitting at home doing nothing. It would also help me to revive what I studied before. I joined Santa Fe College and finished the 2-year study program, including a 6-week internship. I prepared my CV and started applying again. One of the teachers at Santa Fe College told me about an opening for a teaching position at the same college. I felt very reluctant to apply for a teaching position. This is despite the fact that when I was still doing my study program at Santa Fe, I volunteered to help my colleagues who were trailing behind in their studies. I formed a study group where I used to give help to a number of students and review with them to help them elevate their understanding of the course topics. My teachers knew I was doing this study group activity. I told my husband about this position and also told him about my fear to fail in doing well in teaching. My professional experience after graduation had been exclusively in the medical field. He advised me to apply and also advised me to go and talk to my teachers in the college about it. I went and met with three of my four teachers at Santa Fe College. I had a one-on-one meeting with each of them. I asked them their opinion about my applying to this for this teaching position. Their answers were all the same. They told me not to hesitate about applying. I told them that I would need a reference letter, and they agreed to write letters for me. They told me that they heard about my teaching skills from the students that I used to help. They told me that they knew I was gifted in making the course material very simple and clear. They also heard about my unlimited patience, and also that I never get annoyed, and when asked to elaborate on the same subject that I may have explained before. They all stressed their confidence that I will make a great teacher and insisted that I should apply right away. I decided to give it a try. I said to myself that I wasn't going to lose anything. I applied, and I was also sure that there would be a huge number of applicants for this position. This is because the position is a very good one and the school is also good. They called me for an interview and soon offered me the position. I accepted and started working for Santa Fe College. Al Hadi. When did you start working in Santa Fe College? Samia Williams. In 2003. It is now the beginning of my 9th year working there. Al Hadi. How did you start? How did you find this shift from one profession to another? Samia Williams. My first year was very hard. That was the year I had to do all the preparation for teaching new courses. I also had to prepare for the lecturing and the lab work. I had to be ready for all the questions the students would be asking. The following year was much better. I made some changes and additions to my syllabi and exams. After that, I truly began to enjoy the teaching profession, although it is tiresome and requires a lot of standing, but nevertheless enjoyable. I am very happy with it. I can truly say I now love teaching and I love my students. Al-Hadi. What do you teach, Samuel Williams? I teach health-related courses. I teach physiology, anatomy, microbiology. These are the basic courses that anyone who wants to go into the medical or health field should study. Al-Hadi. Now, you are apparently settled here in Gainesville, but I need to know if you still have a connection with Cairo and with the rest of your family back in Cairo and in Egypt. Samuel Williams. After we came here, my connection with Cairo was very strong because I had an elderly mother there. My father died long ago. I have a brother and sister who were living with my mother. I used to go there every summer to visit and see them and the rest of my relatives because it was hard for my elderly mother to come and visit me here. My mother died a year ago. This is why I didn't go back this past summer. However, I am still maintaining a strong connection with the rest of my family through phone calls and the computer. I always talk to my sister and brother and check on their news, especially having in mind the current events in Cairo. Al-Hadi. How about your connection with the Egyptians and Arabs in general here in Gainesville? Are you in touch with them? Samuel Williams. I have a very limited connection with the Arabs here. I haven't seen many of them here. I met with one or two of them, and they became our friends. Other than that, I don't have any connection with other Arabs here in Gainesville. Al-Hadi. I'm going to ask you a question, and you may choose not to answer it if you feel you don't want to because it is about a personal subject. I am asking this question because I know of many Arab men married to American women, but I am not aware of many cases of Arab women married to American men. Your case is one of these unusual experiences. Do you mind to share some thoughts about this unusual experience? Samuel Williams. I agree it is different, a different experience. However, what originally got me closer to my husband was his interest in the Arabic language and studies. This is not because of me, but because of his personal interest, curiosity, and prior knowledge of everything Arabic and Middle Eastern, such as the language and life and living traditions. He visited Egypt before I met him. This background made it easier for us to get attracted to each other. He was a very open-minded about the Arabic lifestyle. Al-Hadi, did he visit Cairo before you got to know him? Samuel Williams, he visited Cairo twice before we got married. After we got married, he always went to Cairo with me every time I went there to visit and still does. The more he learns Arabic, the more he loves to practice talking with the people when he goes to Cairo. Al-Hadi, very good. You know that marriage in the Arabic family is a decision that is not taken only at the personal level. It is a family decision as well. What was your family's decision in regards to this matter? Samia Williams. This is very correct. Before I made my final decision to commit to this relationship, I checked with my mother. I was in Saudi Arabia at that time. I invited my mother to come and visit me there for a month without telling her about my true intentions behind this invitation. After she arrived, I told her I want her to meet him. I told her that he proposed to me and that my final decision depends on her approval or disapproval of this proposal. I arranged for her to sit with him many times during the month and she spent with me in Saudi Arabia. Before her departure back to Egypt, I asked her what she thought. She told me to go ahead with the marriage plan. Al-Hadi. Thank you for sharing your personal story with us. I want to move on to my next question. It is about the university educational systems in America and Egypt. You finished your university education in Egypt and had your MA there as well. Now you teach at one of the institutions of higher education here in America. What is the difference in studying and teaching at the college level in the two countries? Samia Williams. One area where you find a huge difference is the number of students in the classroom. Throughout my years of study in Cairo, there were always no less than 1,200 students in each lecture hall that I ever entered. When I came here, there were only about 30 students. This is a huge difference for me. It was a very strange feeling for me to be in a classroom as a student, and the instructor knows me by name. When I started teaching, it just took me 1 or 2 weeks to know each student's name. Shortly after that, I knew many things about their personal lives. This interaction between the teacher and the student is the biggest difference for me. Here, I see my students 2 or 3 times a week, and I know them by name. This gives the teacher the opportunity to have a bigger role in the student's life. The system in Cairo makes the teacher no more than a dispenser of information. and the student's role is to go home and digest and process that huge amount of information on his own. There is no personal daily interaction between the two. I never remember going to talk to one of my instructors in Cairo. This never happens unless there is an unusually pressing need for or an emergency situation. This is a huge difference. Here I feel that as a teacher I will naturally leave an impression on my students, regardless if I want this to happen or not. Of course, I do my best to make this impression positive. I work to make this positive impression a tool to help me elevate their level of knowledge. I feel motivated to help them and to make them qualified to succeed and move on to another university or to find a job or become professional in any field they want. Here, the responsibility on the teacher is much bigger. Al-Hadi. I am quite familiar with the comparison you are making, and I know very well that what you are talking about because I studied at the University of Cairo. I know that it is not unusual to find hundreds or thousands of students in one lecture hall. However, we are approaching the end of this interview, but I still want to know about your relationship with varied aspects of Arabic culture, such as if you still watch Arabic movies, listen to Arabic music, or if you do any Arabic readings. Samia Williams. Unfortunately, no. I became Americanized very swiftly. Even when I was in Egypt, I used to read in English more than I did in Arabic. This is probably because I went to private school. It is true that I used to read all the newspapers when I was there. The rest of my literature readings were done mostly in English. In Saudi Arabia, it was also the same. There was a huge library in my work location with a great number of English books. Reading mostly in English has been a habit of mine, and I still do the same. I rarely read Arabic papers here. I don't watch TV. It might be a matter of nostalgia that when I go to Cairo, I love to watch old movies. Al-Hadi, does this mean that you are not following closely what goes on in Egypt these days? Samia Williams, I am following what is going on in Egypt. I do follow very closely everything that impacts people's living conditions. Al-Hadi, are you aware of the recent political changes there? Samia Williams, I am constantly following the news. This is the only thing that keeps me watching TV. Also, I get the news from my relatives when I talk to them. Al-Hadi, what do you think about what is going on in Egypt? Do you see any positive consequences of these changes? Samia Williams, sure, there will be positive consequences. However, I am hopeful that these changes will be for the better. There will also be a lot of tiring work to do to reach a reasonable level of stability. This level of stability will be achieved through the joint work of all parties. I hope there will be security. I pray to Allah to make this possible. Al-Hadi, I want to go back to your life experiences. You said that you lived in Saudi Arabia, but I want to know if you have been to any other Arabic country. Samia Williams, I visited Yemen and Syria. Al-Hadi, were these of personal or work nature? Samia Williams, I went to Yemen to do volunteer work as a doctor for 1 month. After I came here, I planned to go back to Egypt for a visit. Some of my friends in Yemen told me that they had a doctor who was working in a clinic there, and she had to leave for some personal reasons. They were looking for someone to take her place as a volunteer. I thought about it and figured that it would be a good idea to take my husband with me and go there. This is what I did. We stayed there for a month, and we visited many places while we were there. Al-Hadi, and what about your trip to Syria? Samia Williams, we went there as tourists. We had a great time, and it was a very beautiful place. Al-Hadi, which are the non-Arab countries you have been to? Samia Williams, I traveled to many European countries before I got married. I visited Britain many times. I have a brother who was married and living there. I also visited Scotland many times. I also went to Australia as a tourist. I visited Germany. I have an uncle who is married and settled there. I also visited Turkey, the Netherlands, and France. Al-Hadi, this is almost all over Europe. Thank you very much, Mrs. Samia. We are very pleased having you with us this morning. Thanks to your husband for being present with us while we were doing this interview. This has been a very wonderful interview and documentation. Thank you, Samia Williams. You are welcome.